Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
And then I'm gonna go get some food. I'm hungry as hell, bro. I ain't gonna lie to you. I need some grill tonight. I ain't gonna lie. The lady still cooking grill? You know how they had that first 48? They got you in the first 48? They got me in the first 48 room, bro. Look at this. They got
what
your boy.
About,
they got your boy in the first 48 room right now.
Matt.
I got a lot going on, bro. I don't know. Huh?
Yo, what's up?
You see this, dude?
No.
You can't see that?
I see a room. That's all I see.
Yeah, it's a room. They got me like in the first 48 room. I don't know why.
Why?
Bruh, some questioning. I don't know, bro.
They stopped me. They
pulled me over, bro. 5 police behind me, bro. 5 of them shits, bro.
Why they pulled you over?
5 police cars, bro. I don't know why, bro.
You just got there and they pulled you over?
Pulled me over, bro. Over allegations.
That's it, bro. So they pulled you over and they asked you questions. So where's your mom? Where's your family at?
My mom with me, bro. They got me in an investigation room like nigga killed somebody or some shit, bro. I'm trying to find my dad, bro. They got me in the box right now.
Why they got you in the box?
I don't know, bro.
You what?
I have no idea.
Are they interviewing you or what?
Yeah.
I mean, you weren't there when it happened, so I don't understand why they're interviewing you.
I don't know, bro.
Did you hear me?
I have no idea, bro. We on the same page. Yo. Shit, a lot right now. I ain't gonna lie to you. I can't even say what I really want to say. They got cameras on me right now. They got me in the box right now. I'm just sitting there waiting to the interview. I feel like it's the first 48. Like I did something wrong. Hell no. Bro, they pulled me over. They had 4 fucking 5 cops stop me on the road. What the fuck? What'd I do? I already know, bro. It's been 2 days, bro. I'm going out there tomorrow morning, bro. I wasn't doing nothing. They just brought me in. I don't know. They claim allegations or something. I don't know what they claiming. I'm about to find out what they claiming. I got my lawyer and all that shit. I'm like Pablo Escobar in this bitch. You asked me to go out there and practice? What practice? For what? They stopped me for an hour, bro, on the road. They held me for an hour, bro. They held me for a whole hour, bro. Like a whole hour. On the road, bro. And then they came and now they put me in. They rolled me in the back of the car. And then I ain't never been ridden in the back of a police car because I ain't never been in trouble. Nah, I mean, they got me in this damn box right now, like the first 48. And I'm like, what's going on? What you got me here for? I'm just trying to figure this shit out. What you gonna ask me? I wanna see my dad. I want my daddy back. No, my lawyer already talked to me, so.
We could.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, what the hell? Then they following me all over the place. I get to town, they follow me everywhere. I can't go nowhere, move how I wanna move. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, bro, get off me, bro. I'm trying to find my dad, bro. I ain't trying to bother y'all. Bro, they still got me in this shit, bro. They got me in this box and shit, bro. I'm trying to get something to eat, get my mom something to eat, and go, bro. They got me in the interviewing room. I already talked to them, my lawyer. I talked to the Neil. Neil sent the one over to me. I already talked to him.
Yeah.
How long the drive is?
Man, I need to get out before that, bro. I'm hungry, bro.
Man, I ain't did shit.
They got me in there.
Bro, I'm hungry. I got a headache, bro. Man, I'm trying to get out of here, bro. When I get out of here, that's when I can eat. But how long they gonna wait me? Allow me. They told me 30 minutes. What you mean? No, I'm not. They ain't put me in cuffs. I ain't did. Nah, hell nah. Man, for real? No, I ain't saying shit. I don't have nothing to say, so I'm good.
What the hell? Oh, this is a game. This shit for real, then.
Yeah.
That shit crazy. Oh, man. All right, I'm out.
Yo. Nah, hell no. Nah. I'm in this police room right now. I'm in the Markley in the police station. They got me goddamn in this box. I don't know, they interviewing the nigga. I don't know what the fuck they doing.
Bro, they haven't found him yet. I'm trying to leave to go find him. It's been 2 days now.
Bro, I can't even talk right now, bro, because they listening to everything, bro. The dude basically left my dad, bro. He left him in the middle of the woods, bro. Left him in the middle of the woods and then sold his berries and came back and told my mom I hid it. But they was on private property, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, he didn't want to call the cops. I'm like, bro, my daddy missing. I'm mad at my mom, too. Like, what the fuck? You mean, come on, bro. Like, bro, I need to get out of here. I'm hungry as fuck. They had me in for more than 30 minutes now. Yeah, it happened in Okeechobee, I believe. So,
They already did, bro. They been looking last night and all day today, bro. All day.
I'm just trying to get out of here, bro. I feel like they just want me to be frustrated. They want me to be mad. They want me to just get mad.
Nah, I'm in the Magali.
I'll be down there tonight, though.
I don't know the police station. I ain't never been here before.
So I don't know. Yeah, it's like right by the driver's license place and all.
I'm getting stiff in here, boy.
Chuck Vander. How you doing, sir?
I'm good. I'm getting tight in here, you know what I mean?
I know, yeah. I'm going to sit down for just a minute. I got on the phone. Where are you sitting? I don't want to take your seat.
I'm sitting right
okay.
here.
Okay. We got on the phone your attorney, Ms. Richmond,
yeah.
And Mr. Packett. He's out of West Palm Beach.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know him or not, but
yeah.
Okay. Yes, he does.
Okay, so what they explained to me was that, if I understood correctly, they're going to decline any formal interviews regarding to the allegations. Somebody alleged that you battered them today, right?
My attorney's right here on the phone.
Yes, yeah. So that's why we're sitting here, because they don't want you to make a statement right now. Did I understand that, Ms. Richmond and Mr. Packett?
That's correct.
Okay. So, but we're concerned about your dad.
I am too. I'm supposed to be going down there today. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I want to ask you a couple of questions about that.
Go ahead.
Are you okay with talking with me about it?
About my dad, yes.
Yes. Okay. I'm going to sit over here because I need to place the right. Mr. McKenzie, I do need to get just a couple of things from you. I got your phone number. Excuse me, Mr. Alexander. I keep mixing that up. I apologize. What's a good address for you? Okay. Where is that, here in Immokalee?
That's in Immokalee, yeah. Okay. Circle. Immokalee, zip code 34142.
Okay. Do you live there?
Yeah, that's my mama's crib.
Okay.
So I just use that as my address.
Where do you actually lay your head down every night?
I'll just say there, yeah.
Counsel?
Yes?
Does he lay his head down there every night on Carson?
Well, no, he's currently working outside of the state. He flew down for the purpose of finding his dad. So, Mackenzie, you can let them know your current living address.
Yeah, I'm staying at the Cincinnati Bengals right now.
Okay.
So I haven't really got a place yet, set up yet. So
do you get mail there? Or
No mail, nothing.
Okay, so that's like a temporary...
That's just temporary, yes.
Okay, all right.
It's because of the bubble due to the pandemic, of course.
Okay, temporary living...
I think his mail still goes to his mom's, is that correct?
Correct.
Okay.
That's correct. Fine.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
That's his primary address.
Okay. So we're not going to ask you any questions about the allegation today, but I do want to find out a little bit of information about your dad. Has he... Let me just decline that. Has he had any instances of where he's been depressed or any mental health issues and concerns?
Totally healthy. Fully healthy.
Are you aware of any issues where maybe he has threatened to harm himself?
Never.
Or has he, nothing where he's been depressed or anything like that?
Never, okay. never.
And have there been any issues recently that you're aware of between your mother and him?
No, nothing.
Any discussion of divorce or separation
or
anything?
They good, they solid.
Okay. Are you aware, does your father have a life insurance policy?
He does. Okay. Both my mom and dad have one.
Okay. Who would be the beneficiary in the name of that?
Do you know? Us. Me.
Are there multiple kids?
It's me and my brother, probably, most likely.
Okay.
Me and my twin.
You know which company it's through or no?
I don't know.
Okay. Do you mind if I just get your brother's name, please?
McEnro Alexander, McEnro.
Thank you. Okay, and then how did you first learn about your father being reported as missing?
My mama called me. She called me the night before, but I was too tired from practice. We had a long day, and she called me, and I just kept ignoring it because I was so tired. I was like, Mom, you can wait. So I waited till the next morning, and she called me, and then she told me about it, and just hearing I never heard my mom cry on that, on that level of just hearing, your mom's down, like she really needs you right now. And I heard that, and I was like, yeah, I'm coming home, man. That's how I found out about it.
So you spoke with her this morning?
I spoke to her this morning. Okay. All right. I don't know why she waited, but she did.
Is there anyone else living in the home besides your mom and dad?
No, just me, just my mom and dad, that's it.
And they don't live at that
they do. They live at exactly that address right there.
Okay. Ms. Richmond and Mr. Packett, can you hear me okay?
Yes, thank you.
I apologize for the muffled sound. I'm wearing a mask.
Be safe, everybody.
Yeah.
Safe. That's fine.
So there is one thing, and I completely forgot to mention it when we were outside before, but I figure now we'll just go ahead and talk about it if you're okay. Can you hear me?
Yep.
I'm sorry.
I
had a little feedback. So one of the things that we do in missing persons cases is with the closest blood relative, we ask for a DNA sample. Apparently, it's something that has to get entered within 90 days. I don't have the kit with me, but my detective does. And it's something that strictly we take it for to help with the missing persons investigation. Do you have any concerns with that?
As long as it's not for the purpose of any entry into database, because he has no history. And so I would not want his history marred by the entry of his DNA into a database other than for the location of
Okay. Why don't you, how about I confirm, because honestly, I don't normally work extensively missing persons cases. I work, sexual abuse against children and adults and those types of things. But the person that handles these asked if we could handle this today while we're in Immokalee with him here. And I will find out more information about that and can call you back if that's okay.
I mean, let's, honestly, Sarge, in consideration, the man just wants to go
to be with his mom
and to quite frankly find his mom.
Right.
So as long as it does anything that we can do that will speed this up to get him out, and I understand you have certain things you need to do, but if you're going to charge him, let's set bond, let's do what we have to do. I believe Stacy, please jump in here, we don't have an objection in the scope of what we just discussed as to why you're taking the DNA, but we will if it's going to take a lot of time.
Okay. So
my other concern is I'm sure that his mom really needs him right now, and that's I know that's eating at him. And
sure.
She's told me so. So I just want to reunite them so that they can be together, and hopefully this missing persons will be a happy result.
Okay.
And everyone can be reunited. But the most important thing is this is just a human moment, and we need to make sure that we're taking care of that.
Okay. Do you mind, or I guess I can express it, Mr. Alexander, our concern is that if he walks out of here, we don't want him returning to this other person's house tonight or ever. Does that make sense?
That makes perfect sense. We don't have any faith in this person's claims, but obviously he will not be returning to the individual's home.
Is that...
That's
accurate,
yes.
Mr. Alexander? Okay. Yes. All right, I just need to get some reassurance.
We will advise him, as to what a no-contact order would be, everything like that. So,
okay.
Yeah, that's not a concern.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm going to step out. In fact, if you guys don't have any objections, I'm going to disconnect the call because I think we're all done. And then what I'm going to do is basically speak to my supervisor about it, and then I can call one of you back or both of you back, however you like that handled.
Sounds great.
You could just give, because I know the anxiety in Mackenzie is just so stressful for him, if we could just have a general timeline so at least he can wrap his head around when he's going to be able to.
Okay. Why don't you give me about 10 minutes, and I hope to have an answer for you, okay?
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Jesse will call you back.
And Sarge, you can call Stacy. I mean, you can speak to her.
And I'll move Ryan in.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Okay. All right, take care.
Thanks.
Neil is driving her.
Yeah, Neil Schwartz. It's the person
that works
with him.
Okay. Alright, so he's driving to the substation or to Immokalee?
To the substation. I gave him the telephone number that your colleague had given me, the 9300 number, and I said that's the correct address.
Well, the Immokalee substation is in Immokalee, so I'm not sure the address where they, what address they gave his friend.
Do you
want
to give me the address now so I can?
Yeah, give me just a moment.
Hold on, just a moment.
Sure. And let her know my phone is dead, completely dead.
Your phone's dead?
Yeah, tell her my phone's dead.
What do you have, an iPhone?
iPhone.
Okay, his phone is apparently dead now, so.
Okay. You have the address here?
Is it 181? For the Immokalee substation.
The address? No.
Thank you so much, oh, sure. Sergeant.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. And we're going to get an address for you. I apologize. I don't work in this area, so we're going to get an address for you. But
we appreciate it. And thank you so much for recognizing really the concern of both gentlemen here for
sure.
Their dad and their essential.
No, I understand. It's a stressful time. I completely understand. Let me get that address for you, and then we'll disconnect. Okay. It's 112.
Bro, what the hell, bro? Hello. Oh, man.
Hey, man, sorry about that. Were you calling for me or somebody else?
Somebody. Can you help me out? I gotta pee.
Yeah,
I'm hungry. I don't need my phone.
I can't get your food right now, but I can help you pee for sure, man. It's right around the corner here. Are you just staying as well for this?
I'm sorry.
Okay. Hey, good, man. Nothing else.
Yeah. The water's water.
Okay.
How much longer I got in here, though? Hello?
Yes, sir. I'm waiting on the detective, man. I just told your friend that through your cousin.
Oh,
too, man.
God.
I know as much as you know right now. Not now. It's the guy that was in here talking, and he's the one that's handling this now. He went outside to make a phone call. So as soon as he comes in, I'll tell him that you was looking for him. Alright? You good on water? You know what I mean?
I'm just trying to get out of here.
I understand, man. I understand. Let's listen. As soon as he comes in, I'll tell him that you want to speak to him.
Again. I've been right good, right? I've been good, right?
Yeah, man. I don't have any issues with you. Very bright, hungry, right?
Heck yeah. I'm so hungry. Well, I ain't ate since noon.
You on a special diet?
Yeah, I only eat 2 meals a day, and I eat on time, you know what I'm saying? Okay. But I'm already late, so I'm like,
gotcha. Yeah, man, just waiting for him to come back in, and then let you know, alright?
This is crazy. Let me know, please.
Yep, sure.
Thank you. Hey, excuse me? Can you charge my phone, or is that?
You got an iPhone?
Yeah.
Let me see what we got to charge it first, alright?
Okay.
And then I'll come back.
Bet.
There now, little man. Let me see what
I can. Yeah, that's one of him.
Hey, Mr. Sargent, I'm waiting on a call back, so as soon as I get a call back, I'll let you know what's going on, okay? All right. You understand it's a criminal allegation, so we have to investigate it fully, so that's all. As soon as I hear something, I'll let you know. I apologize for the delay. All
right. Come on, bro. Come on, bro. Yo, Evan, you can hear me? You can hear me?
Yeah.
Bro, this shit crazy, bro. Bro, I've been here, bro. This. Hell yeah. You good? Damn. Huh? But I gotta get me some good. I'm already behind on my food, so. Yeah, I'm definitely eating something good tonight for sure, bro. Oh. Damn, it's a lot. Well, Evans, what time is it? Damn! Shit! It's already dark! Can't be by 9 o'clock at least, bro. But my phone dead. Your phone still on? Huh? Your phone still on?
Plug in. Yeah. But it shouldn't be much longer.
Golly. on, bro. You kill sorry. I'm trying to like. I'm over here. I know, I'm talking about. I'm trying to eat something good, and now they holding me up. I need a good meal after they hold me up this long. God damn.
Yo, Evan. Your phone died? You got a macro number? Yeah. Hey, get him on Insta, hit him up on Instagram. He should respond. My phone dead. Hell yeah. I gotta eat something good after this, bro. I ain't even that cold for real. I'm just hungry. I'm ready to get out of here, bro. I could wait a little bit, but not too long. Not too much longer though, bro. Oh man. You finna get a steak tonight, Evans? Yo, Evans. Oh, man. Yo, Evans. Give me a nice little steak tonight. Hello? Yo, Evans. You good? They still talking to you? God, dog. Ah! Evans. Give a dog a nice little steak, T-bone steak. A little red eye. Damn, boy. Yo, Evan. Yeah. They still talking to you? Damn. Bro, I'm ready to go, boy. I ain't gonna lie to you, boy. They probably asked you the same shit all over again, too. Y'all pretty much do by la memba gala, de fwa fwa. Oh man, I ain't never pictured me in this room something like this. It's crazy. It's a tactic, it's a skill, I guess. I don't know what the hell they got going on. It's what they do. They throw you in a cold room and hopefully, I don't know, shit. Like first 48. I feel like I'm about to sleep here tonight, bro. You heard me? I feel like I'm about to sleep here tonight. It don't make no sense while I'm still in here, bro. It don't make no sense, bro. No, I don't need a game. I need my phone charged and I'm solid. Bro, it's about to be 9 o'clock, bro. Hello? Can I get some help? Come on, now. It's been another 30 minutes, man.
You asked the wrong person.
I'm hurting, man. They keep. What's going on? For who? Come on. For what? Yo! Well, tell him you gotta use the restroom then. How long we got, honestly? Can you ask him? Yeah, tell him what's up to him. Hey, he holding me up for real, though. Nigga, I paid. It's. Oh, man. How much longer?
All right, let me come and chat with you for a second. I've just texted your attorney, just to let her know. Sorry, I don't want to step on your leg.
That's okay.
So here's where we're at.
We have an
allegation of a crime. Okay. I think I explained that to you. Mm-hmm. Okay. But our concern is your dad. Okay.
Oh.
That's the primary concern. So, but we have two different things now to address. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to ask you any questions about it because you're an attorney and. But I have been texting with her to let her know once we get an answer, I was going to let her know as fast as I could.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to be here as bad as I don't want to be here.
Yeah.
Sergeant Higdon.
Okay, keep holding
just a second.
Man, I don't know, bro. He keeps stalling me, bro. I don't know. He waiting on a phone call, this, that. I'm just trying to figure it out, bro. Hopefully somebody be here soon, bro. Oh, man. I'm just trying to get out of here, bro. Damn. But I think we might have to sleep in this shit.
Did you knock?
No. I didn't knock.
Okay. Are you okay?
I'm trying to get out of here.
I know. Just give me a few. I'm waiting, too. I'm sorry. Do you have water? Do you need...
I'm just trying to get out of here. I'm hungry as heck.
Okay, I get it.
How much longer do you think?
I don't know. Hold on one second, I'm coming.
You don't know?
I don't know. I'm being honest, I don't.
What's the hold up, honestly?
I have no idea. I have no idea. You're waiting just like I am.
I'm hungry. I'm cold.
Oh, man. Evans. Yeah. Yeah, Evans, that's how you feeling? Man, I'm trying to get out of here. What's the hold up? Real. Yo, Evans. Yo, Evans. Yay. No, oh, man.
You said you were cold.
I ain't never said I was cold.
Do you not want it?
I remember what I said. I ain't never said I was cold.
I'm sorry.
Cold. Yo.
Do you want or no?
Man, now I'm trying to go home. Man.
Okay, here. Just in case.
How long for real, honestly?
I really don't know. We're waiting on a phone call. And then, so if you get cold, listen. You know. I'm like the lowest rank here.
No, you're not.
Well, one of out of the bigger bosses, yes. So, I just want to make sure that you're comfortable.
What's the hold up, honestly?
I honestly don't know. I'm being serious. So.
That's crazy.
The detective that was in here, he's the one in charge, so. He came to speak to you guys. I did not, so.
It's almost 9 o'clock.
Yes. I'm hungry, too. I get it. Do you want more water or anything?
I just want to get out of here.
Okay. I will work on it.
This brand new?
Yes, it's still in the package.
You look old, though.
You can keep the blanket.
Well, I'm about to go to sleep. I ain't gonna lie to you. I'm tired. Yo, Evans. I ain't gonna lie for you to go to sleep, bro. They ain't letting me out of here tonight. I swear I'm gonna go to sleep, bro. I got the blanket. I'm about to go to sleep, bro. Yeah. You ain't tell nobody you was here? Oh, shit, crazy. I'm pinned up in this shit. Man, you gotta hit him up, man. I can't do this no more. Yeah, tell him, because he tripping, man. Bro, Evans, Kervis got married. You ain't tell me that. You told me he was going to get married. You went to the wedding? How was it? That's what's up, man. Was it a lot of people there? You went with your girl? I'm surprised, boy. Huh? And she was happy as hell. She thank you next. I don't want nothing. I want to go home, bro. I want to get out of here so I can get something to eat, bro. I'm supposed to get a massage today. All that shit. That shit dead, bro. Ain't supposed to give me a charger. He talking about he got an outlet. He ain't got a little plug in. Hello? Hello? Man, I'm trying to get up out of here, man. I think they left us in here, bro. Yeah. Shit crazy, bro. Shit crazy. Yo, my dog, people, my guy. I don't understand why we still here. Like, what's the deal, bro? I don't understand. Oh, man. Hello, can I get some help? Yeah, man.
How do you guys work, bro?
11.
But it's about to be 9 o'clock, bro. He, bro, come on, bro. I'm trying to get out of here, bro. What's the hold up? Ask him. Tell him when he get by. I need some answers, man. I'm trying to get out of here. This don't make no sense. We're here for like 5 hours now, and you ain't give me the charger. Can I get a charger too? They got one in there. Somebody got one in there.
I'll check again.
Oh, here you go. You check again. Come on, man.
Yeah, I've been doing everything nice with you.
I know, but you come on. I know you got a boss back there. My phone dead. I need to charge at least. You won't hear nothing out of me. You get that piece for real. I need that charger, Evans. Yeah, I need a charger bad, bro. I need a charger, bro. I get a charger, I'll be straight. Can I get a charger, please? Yeah. Yeah. Man, come on, bro. I need a charger, man. Y'all ain't letting us out. Can I get a charger, please? It's something. This is ridiculous. This is crazy.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
I'm being charged with something? Can I get a charger, please? Oh, man!
Bro, this shit crazy, bro. I'm starting to go. I need a charger, man.
My back's, I really have.
You can't even, huh?
My back's wrong.
There's not a plug-in?
You want me to charge it in my car?
You ain't gonna steal it, is? When you gonna bring it back?
Is it completely dead?
It's completely dead.
Whenever you tell me to bring it back, I'll bring it back.
Alright. You gonna put it right now?
Yeah, just give me a couple seconds. I'll let it up here real quick.
Alright. Hell no, I haven't just mine. Ain't nobody rocking Androids no more, boss.
The door can't open from this side? Huh? Ain't nobody rocking Androids no more, cuz! Bro, I'm tired of this shit, bro. Yo. Why you say that? Huh? I'm sick. God damn. It's charging now?
Yeah.
You been putting it in now or you just did?
I just put it in right now.
That's crazy. You ain't got no... So when you... When y'all be asking people questions and stuff, the doors don't even be closed. I'm saying that the dude, people could just leave.
No, there's people outside.
That door right there.
No, you can't get out that way. It's all closed up.
They just jumped the fence. They gone.
I guess.
For what? I ain't did shit. I'm already free. I'm just waiting a lot. Y'all are just... They tripping, bro. Buddy, he ain't came back yet. The dude, the
I've been waiting.
Why he came back? That's him right there.
He's right here.
There he is. Yeah, you go. Tell him I want to talk to him.
Give him about 5 minutes.
Okay.
5 minutes, not 2 seconds. 5 minutes.
Yo! That's what I think. That's what he said.
Hey, what's your address, Mackenzie? Your mom's address?
Yeah. Right. What happened?
I just gotta have your address. I gotta write a report, so I gotta have everyone's name, address, phone numbers, all that nonsense.
How long do I have to stay here?
Do you see anything on me that makes I make no decisions? I got no bars. I got no stripes.
That's crazy.
Just a deputy, man. That's all I do. Just paperwork.
Oh, man. Yo, Evan. What the body ask for? What, like I? I don't know. I'm trying to eat something good. I got my shit already set off. I'm just trying to just get out of here, dog. Yeah. Huh? Man, give them people your phone number, bro. They ask you your address. Yeah. What got you, what address you gave them? If it's on your ID, give them the one that's on the ID. It's simple. Keep it clean. Keep it Gucci. Keep it Gucci. Where I put them address, man? I'm get up my address. Where I put them address, Marco? I already know. I'm letting my phone charge now. Huh? Boy, hey, my phone charged a little bit. I'm straight, bro. I can vibe a little bit. It's been 5 minutes, Evans. Said 5 minutes. It's been five now. Asking for the dude, Evans. Can you go get my phone now, please? If you don't mind, can you go get the phone now? Thank you. Appreciate you, brother. Whoop, whoop. Evans. Evans. What you already think about eating? Oh, well, I don't know if I want some steak. Hey. It might be too late to be eating that hard meat.
Hey, I'm just waiting to get relieved, all right? And I'll get your phone.
Okay. Hey. You about to be relieved?
I'm waiting for me to get relieved. Sorry.
So you can go home?
No, so I can get your phone. I go home, man. I'll take your phone.
So pasta sound good. Pasta sound good. ain't going to that shit. You crazy? Not there. Yeah. Yeah. I'm ready. I'm telling you. Oh, you funny as hell, bro. They got us in here for allegations. That's some crazy shit, boy. Yeah. Yeah. You might be the first motherfucker I called. Dog, this is crazy, man. Huh? Ask him right now. Hold on, wait till you get my phone back first. Ain't shit enough. Oh, man. This shit feel like punishment. We ain't did shit. You heard me? I'm asking right now. They coming. Yeah, we need to be in the same room, please. Hello? Evans, what'd they say? Man, she ain't coming back, bruh. We feel the same way. We sorry.
From the sort of charge.
Thank you very much.
Sort of. Detectives have it right in.
I'm how long?
5 minutes.
That's what I'm saying. You told me that. 5 minutes. God damn. Hell yeah. Man, they need to get me the hell out of here, bro. Man, I need to get out. I'm still here. This shit crazy, but I'm still here. Man. Nah, they ain't say nothing. They talked about my dad, that's it. I just been sitting here the whole time, bro. Just nothing. Like, they been sitting here the whole time. My phone been dead the whole time. And you got here, so I know it's been at least hour 45, at least 2 hours. I've been here for at least 5. Okay. I bet. Yeah, what happened?
I can't see you.
That's what I'm saying.
I can't see you. Mackenzie.
What you need to see me for?
Can you please take me off calls?
No.
No, seriously.
What you need, Shawty? Yo! Evans!
Mackenzie, can you please take me off calls, please?
Man, I'm trying to keep... Man, this shit crazy.
Mackenzie.
What's up? Hold on.
Where are you right now?
I'm in a market right now.
Are you at your mom's house?
Hell no, I'm at the police station. I've been here the whole fucking time. For 5 hours straight. What's got the right? Covers. I haven't eaten in like 6 hours, 7 hours, like 8 hours for real.
You're in the police station live though.
I have no idea. I can't talk right now.
What's going on?
No. I can't talk right now.
Do you need me to come there?
You ain't coming nowhere, girl. You gotta work, girl.
Mackenzie, I wanna make sure you're okay. Like, I'm literally, like, stressed out. Because I talked to you, and I don't know what's going on. So I need you to talk to me.
Please don't cry.
I can't help it. I've been praying, and I haven't talked to you. So I'm, like, stressed out. Because I don't know what's going on. And you haven't really. Telling you, so I really want you to talk to me.
I got family problems. I got a lot of issues right now. A lot.
What's going on with your dad though?
He missing. They ain't seen him in 2 days now. You know what I'm saying? I can't talk because the camera's listening and everything. All that crazy shit. And then that's.
Where's your mom? Hello?
Huh? My mom with Miss Goodnight right now, so I'm trying to like.
What?
My mom with Miss Goodnight, boy, because I got stopped by the police. It was like 5 cops. That shit was like 5 police cars. They don't ever.
Are you arrested?
No. No, they ain't arrest me. I ain't arrested. I'm just trying to get
you. Why are you there?
Something happened. They allegations, you know what I'm saying? So I'm trying to deal with that, you know, all that shit. And then. My brother's coming tomorrow and all that, and I'm trying to let my mom. I ain't never heard my mom. I don't know, man. You know,
I can't talk to you like right now because it's so much. It's just so much.
But will you be able to talk to me? I'm needing to know, like, what to tell my boss. Like, I need to tell
you,
like.
You can talk to me however you want to talk to me. I'm gonna be here. I'm not leaving until I find my dad. Straight up. I told my team know that. Everybody know that. They on my side. I'm good. I'm good.
And I want you to also pray, and I need you to be calm.
I ain't got no time for that right now.
Mackenzie, listen to me.
I ain't got no time for that right now. I think my brother's coming tomorrow and everything and all that, so it's a lot happened today, a lot going on, mom and everything, man. I just really...
So how is your mom doing?
She's not doing good. What you mean? I'm trying to get to her, and they've been holding me, letting me go nowhere. It's like they've been watching my every fucking move around this motherfucker.
Is there like a search team or something that...
I'm going out there tomorrow, so we going out there tomorrow. We're going to figure out what we're doing. We're going to go out there tomorrow. And I'll find it's been 2 days and everything. And, you know, the dude that they went with, it was five of them, and they just left them out there, you know what I'm saying?
That's not up the street from your house, so how could they just leave you?
They left them. It's a two-hour drive. They left them in the woods and went back.
So has the police not tried to question them?
Yeah. I got to talk. It's a bunch of shit. I don't know. I'm hopefully tonight. I got my agent, my lawyer, everybody outside right now. They won't let me out right now. They just won't let me out.
So you're in there, and the people that keep us with, where are they?
They already talked to them and investigating and all that shit. So, like I said, we have to talk to my lawyers. They don't say too much because they're listening. They got the cameras everywhere. That's at least.
I don't know, man.
I'm just trying to cope with it all and just trying to manage how I need to manage. And, I don't know.
Do you want him to come?
I don't know if that's a good idea. I don't know.
Why?
I mean,
to be honest with you,
I don't know if that's a good idea. I don't want no problems. I already got enough on my plate.
I don't want problems either.
I already got enough on my plate. I don't want a problem.
I
want to
know what I can do to help and support you.
I got enough problems, man.
I'm asking you a question.
I don't want no problem with you. We cool. I don't want no problem with you.
It's not about having problems with me. I'm asking you if you want me to come there. That's what I'm asking.
I don't know. I can't say yes. I can't say no.
Do you know that JK is coming out there?
Who's that?
JK.
He's coming out there?
He's allegedly coming over there. I spoke to
Duke.
He said he wants to come out and try to find your dad.
I don't know. My phone been dead. I just turned it on. I'm about to hit my brother.
So Fredo and Macro are coming tomorrow?
Macro's coming.
What?
Macro's coming.
And your team they know what's going on, obviously.
Yeah. Yep. Bro, there's a lot of cars at my house right now. Bro, I gotta get the fuck out of here, bro. Excuse me? Just crazy, man. Yo, Evan!
So, who are you there with right now?
It's just me and Evan. It's me and Evan in here. No, he's in another room. It's like the 40. You see the show, the 48?
We in two different rooms, just like that. Just like that.
Why?
I don't know. I gotta talk to you afterwards. They said allegations or something, so I don't know what the hell they talking about. You see this room? He in the other room. I'm in this room like this. And here's the blanket. I ain't ate in a while.
How long have you been there? So long? We talked earlier.
Yeah. You can come if you want. I mean, I'm just saying.
Yeah, but I
want to
know where you're gonna be. Like, when are you getting out?
Like, you know where I stay when I'm out here. I'm not staying. I'm leaving. I'm getting out tonight. You know, I'm staying.
You're not staying in your mom's house,
correct?
Hell no. So where are you
going to
go stay at?
You already know where I'm staying. The place where I always stay. I already booked it in there.
Okay.
I know. I'm about to call him in a little bit. Because I know Crystal called me and everything. Let me call him real quick.
Hello?
Is email okay?
I'm
still here. I'm still at the fucking police station, Kristen. My bad, but I'm still. They won't let me leave. I'm still here, bro. It's crazy, bro. There's so many people at my mom's house. I'm like, bro, I don't like that, bro. I'm like, what the hell? No, I'm not all right, bro. They had me. I'm here for like 7 hours straight, bro. Bro, they ain't find them yet, bro. I'm going out there tomorrow, bro. I'm in the market, bro. I'm at the police station. They holding me and my dog here. This whole time, bro. Now, my phone died. I know that, bro. Bro, I'm trying to get out of here. I ain't ate in 7 hours, bro.
Yeah.
Now, they holding me here this whole time. Huh? Nothing, bro. They look all day today, bro. I'm saying, bro. I got to talk to y'all after this because this camera's in here. They listen to everything.
Yeah.
Bro. E-man, who get the corn in, bro? Yeah, no, I ain't even gonna do that, cause nah, they listening to everything, bro. I ain't even gonna do that, bro. Nah, we ain't talking about nothing, bro.
Yes, sir.
I ain't saying nothing.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, let me hit y'all back then, cause my phone just got charged, and I got like, I'm just trying to get my mom, man. I'm trying to get my mom and just. Be with her for her, bro, because she tripping right now. My brothers and them coming tomorrow, honestly. I don't know what to say yes or what to say no, because I'm emotional, you know what I'm saying? So I don't know, man. I'm just trying to figure it all out and do what I could do. It's kind of like, I don't know what to say about a lot right now. I don't know what to do. I gotta talk to you about it when I get out of here, bro. Oh man, bro. I can't say that either because I don't want to. It's like first 48 for real. I'm in the room for real. Yeah, let me hit y'all back. Bro, who all over there? Parked in my mama's driveway? My mama over there? No, let me call her real quick. Let me call her. Where's my mom? You dropped the car off or you got the car? It's a lot of people at my house right now, Ms. Goodnight, and I don't know why. I don't know. I'm asking you why they're at my house. There's a lot of people there now. Huh? No. Alright, she's not picking up the phone. That's the thing. Damn. Please. Don't go over there. Yeah, I need you to go over there. Because I need to, her phone ain't picking, she's not picking up her phone. I don't know. It's a lot of, I don't know. I'm trying not to panic. I don't know. I've been stuck in here for 6 hours, and I don't know. I just know there's a lot of people over there.
That's pretty bad. Mr. Alexander? Yeah. Can I talk to you for a minute?
Yes.
Okay.
Can I call you right back?
Okay. So, I haven't... Your friend next door, who's your cousin or whatever he is, I haven't talked with him yet, but basically the decision was made that you're going to be placed under arrest tonight for misdemeanor battery. Now...
What?
I'm not questioning you about it because your attorney's not here. I don't want you to make any statements about it whatsoever, okay? But I told you before and I told your attorney that there was an allegation about a misdemeanor battery,
okay? So we need to just get some information from you, just a little bit of information.
What? I'm being charged. I'm going to jail today.
Yes.
Why?
Like I said, it was an allegation of a battery. But I don't want to talk to you about it because you have an attorney. Does that make sense?
They said I'm going to jail tonight, bro. I'm going to jail tonight for misdemeanor and battery or some shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, he just told me right now. Yeah, my mentor is outside.
I know. I was going to go talk to him in just a minute. I want to come talk to you first, and then I'll go talk to him.
Why am I going to jail if I didn't do nothing?
Well, I can't talk to you about it because you have an attorney, and your attorney said, you know, you weren't going to make a statement right now.
Okay.
I wanted to talk with you, but they declined, so it's, I have to respect that.
Okay. Okay.
Mr. Alexander, can I just ask you, I have a couple of questions.
Go ahead.
And these are basic questions. This is nothing about the case.
Yeah.
I know you said you live on Carson.
Yeah.
Right? Can I get your, how tall you are?
I'm 5'10".
And about how much do you weigh?
190, 192.
Okay. And where were you born?
Naples, Florida.
Do you have, who would you like to contact in case of an emergency? Do you have a next of kin?
I'll call my agent at 914-525-2932.
What's your agent's name?
Neil Schwartz.
How do you spell it?
N-E-I-L Schwartz.
S-E-H-W-A-R-T-Z? I just want to make sure. That's who you want contacted if there's an emergency?
Yeah,
like if you have a health problem or something?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. Just want to make sure. And you're employed right now, correct?
Yep.
Okay. Who do you work for?
Cincinnati Bengals.
Yeah.
He's crazy. You going? Hello? He said I'm going to jail. I gotta go to jail. So I got to spend the night here?
Yeah, unfortunately, you have to see the judge in the morning. Yeah.
I have to see the judge in the morning.
Yeah, or tomorrow. I don't know exactly what time it is.
Why am I going to... Oh, I don't know. He said I'm going to jail on allegation. That's crazy. I got to see a judge in the morning.
You'll see a judge tomorrow. I have to see what time they call first appearance or 24, so you see a judge. And usually what happens, the judge will set bond. And they'll more than likely they'll issue what's called a no contact order. So they'll tell you not to have contact with the guy. And then that's going to be that. They'll set a court date. Obviously you're going to be able to bond out at some point. So, and I'll talk with Mr. Schwartz. He's here, I think.
Yeah,
so
he's here.
I'm going to talk with him about that process. You got tattoos? I see different tattoos. Various.
I'm not a gang member, obviously.
No. That's all right. I'm just going to put various.
I don't got commas on me. Bro, what the hell? I need to smoke. See my mom.
Man, how you doing? You gotta do.
I'm gonna tell her right now. I don't know. She's not picking up her phone. You ain't even got her number. Let me make some phone calls.
Okay, I'll be back in just 6 minutes, Mr. Alexander. Okay. I'll be right back. So your phone was able to start working again?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
fine. I've been talking to him real quick. Hello.
Hang on, sir.
This is crazy, man.
Take temperature real quick? I asked you questions COVID related. That's it. It's nothing about the allegations right now.
Have you been around anybody with COVID in the last 14 days?
Nope.
Have you experienced any flu-like symptoms?
Nothing.
Fever, headache, shortness of breath?
Nothing.
Okay. What's your last name?
Alexander. Bro, they got me going to jail, bro. I don't know, but allegations, that's what he said. That's all he can tell me. I get out in the morning. Yeah. Yeah. No, they got that set up, bro. It's already set up.
Pay what? Nah. They gonna do that in the morning. I'm like, shit. I guess so. I'm like, damn, that shit fucking crazy, dog. He with me too. Yo, Evan! Yo, di mala puisa! Bro! Yeah, they already know. They already outside, bro. Mom, man, I don't know. Call mom, bro. I don't know if she's not picking up her phone, bro. I know that, but I need to know. It's a bunch of people at my house right now, my mom's house, bro. I don't know. It's a bunch of cars and people. I'm back on in. All right.
Hey,
Jose,
he's
going to
cuff you. He's
going to
pat you down.
He got to cuff me.
Protocol now, man. You are under arrest now. All right? You got to take all your property, though.
He got to take my phone and everything.
Yeah. It's all going with you to the jail, though.
So I can have it in the jail?
Not in the jail, but once you get to the jail...
Man, they taking me now. They taking all my stuff, so... Call my brother. You hear me? Yeah, call... They taking my stuff and everything. They taking me in, whatever. And call Macro. Call Miss Goodnight. That's the people I need to talk to, and my mom and everything, so let them know. And Macro's talking to Goodnight, make sure you talk to my mom. No, they taking me now, you know what I'm saying? So, I don't know, you do what you gotta do. If I see you, I see you. If I don't, I don't, you know what I mean? Yeah, I'm going in for the night. I don't know. We're gonna find out. I don't know. All my people are outside right now, so. And that's it. So. Yeah. Damn. What you gonna do? I'll be alright tomorrow morning for sure. Both of them. Yeah.
Turn it off so you save the battery life. Because once you get in there, they'll let you take phone numbers out, and you'll be able to use the jail phone.
But I don't remember numbers.
That's what I'm saying. Turn it off, and then once you get to the jail, they'll let you grab your phone again and take numbers out.
So turn and just write it down and everything so I can turn it off.
Yeah, turn it off to save battery. Because I don't think it charges that much in my car.
Thank you, Tony. Yo, they taking me in now! Huh? I might got the virus. I'm just letting you know.
It's been all the questions. You want to go to the hospital?
Nah. All right.
Try to prolong it.
I really got to get put. I got you really putting it on me from the front.
Yeah.
No, put it in the back because I ain't no criminal. You know what I'm saying?
You've been cool. You've been cooperating.
Yeah. This shit. This shit crazy. I ain't never been in cuffs in my life.
Yeah.
I'm going to jail for allegations. Do you hear how that sounds? Y'all just don't want me to let me out tonight. That's what it is. Now, just say that, right?
That's my fault.
You just say you ain't going to let me out tonight?
No, that's not that at all. It's just any crime like this, an allegation like this, what you're getting booked for. I love that problem.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.